l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Rapport maħruġ mill-Ombudsman tal-Commonwealth għajem tħassib ġdid dwar it-trattament tal-persuni li jinsabu fid-detenzjoni tal-immigranti. Persuni li jaħdmu favur l-immigranti għajdu li s-sistema kurrenti hija falliment u għandha bżonn bidla totali. Fost oħrajn il-korp tal-monitoraġġ indipendenti tas-sistema tad-detenzjoni tal-immigranti sab li l-kuntratturi privati tas-sigurtà jużaw forza eċċessiva fuq il-persuni detenuti. Fl-iktar rapport reċenti tal-monitoraġġ tad-detenzjoni, l-Ombudsman tal-Commonwealth qajjem il-problema tal-użu eċċessiv tal-forza kontra dawn il-persuni. F'każ minnhom l-Ombudsman jgħid li ma kien jidher li hemm l-ebda bażi legali għall-forza li kienu tużata kontra persuni li ma kinux riskju għas-sigurtà. David Burke huwa direttur legali fiċ-ċentru għal-liġi ta' drittijiet umani. Huwa jgħid li dawn il-problemi mhumiex sorprendenti fid-dawl tas-segretezza żejda li huwa jemmen li teżisti fin-natura tad-detenzjoni tal-immigranti. Jispjega f'iktar dettalji.
Well, the government has known for years that immigration detention centers are essentially a legal black hole where we don't have enough transparency, we don't have enough accountability, and it is inevitably leading to incidents like the unjustified use of force that's described in this report. Abuse thrives behind closed doors, and what we need is a system that actually shows us what is happening in these immigration detention centers and keeps people, including the government, including private security contractors, accountable for how they behave.
Ġana Favero hija d-direttur tal-avukatura u kampanji fiċ-ċentru ta' riżorsi tal-persuni li fiċ-ċulken. Hija tajt li l-biża tal-forza eċċessiva hija waħda minn lista ta' ħwejjeġ li jinkwetaw fuqhom il-persuni li huma immigranti detenuti. Titkellem Favero.
We welcome the Ombudsman report as one of the only bodies that does have a look into the Department of Home Affairs as management of detention facilities. We read the report in interest and we were concerned with a lot of the issues that were raised in the report because they are consistent with what we are hearing and seeing within detention facilities across Australia. So it's there are many concerning aspects such as the use of force, such as internal complaint handling, such as duration of detention, and they are all things that echo our concerns and what we're seeing and hearing directly from people in detention.
Id-direttur legali David Burke jgħid li l-biża tal-persuni immigranti kibret bil-pandemija tal-coronavirus billi dawn ma jistgħux jaraw lill-eżist tagħhom fiċ-ċentri. Il-problema qiegħda tkompli tikber permezz ta' liġi li l-Gvern qiegħed jipprova jgħaddi mill-Parlament Federali li permezz tagħha l-Ministru tal-Immigrazzjoni jkun jista' jipprojbixxi kważi kull oġġett fiċ-ċentri tad-detenzjoni u l-kuntratturi privati jkollhom il-poter li jfittxu u jaqbdu dawn l-oġġetti. L-oġġetti l-iktar problematiċi f'dan ir-rigward huma il-mobile phones fil-possess tad-detenuti. Li skont Burke saru iktar u iktar importanti fid-dawl tar-restrizzjonijiet li ġabet magħha il-pandemija fejn jidħol il-kuntatt personali tal-persuni. Burke jgħid li s-sistema tad-detenzjoni tal-immigranti għandha bżonn tinbena mill-ġdid.
Over the years, we've heard countless stories about people in detention not being treated correctly, about the use of force in detention, and also about the pain of being held in these centres indefinitely. There are people there who have been held in immigration detention for 10 years plus. It is clear that this system of immigration detention is incredibly painful and that it needs complete reform.
Favero miċ-ċentru ta' riżorsi tal-persuni li jfittxu il-ken tajt li kemm il-gvern kif ukoll is-sistema fallew f'dan is-settur.
It all points to failings of the government on a system that is really, really causing mental and physical health damage to people who have arrived on our shores seeking care. And it says a lot about our government that even during times of the pandemic, they're not treating people with a lens of safety and protection in our detention system.
Intant il-Kummissarju għall-Forzi fil-Frontieri Awstraljani Michael Utram għal f'inkjesta parlamentari li fejn titħol il-pandemija tal-coronavirus fid-detenzjoni, id-dipartiment tiegħu qiegħed jagħmel dak li suppost jagħmel.
The standard that we're adopting in terms of firstly, preventing COVID-19 getting into our detention centres, and secondly, our preparedness to deal with it should it get into our centres is at a national standard, and it's something that we're constantly monitoring.
Fist arrija lill-SBS News, is-senatur tal-ħodor Awstraljan Nick McKim qal li r-rapport tal-Ombudsman jiżvela l-verità tas-sistema amministrata mill-forza tal-Frontieri Awstraljani u l-Gvern.
This is an absolutely scathing report that exposes the true brutality of life in immigration detention. The department has a duty of care to these people. They are not in prison. This system should not be run in a punitive way to punish people.
Sadan it-tant iktar dettalji kienu zvelati dan l-aħħar dwar il-ftuħ kontroversjali mill-ġdid tal-faċilità ta' detenzjoni Northwest Point fi Christmas Island. Ir-relokazzjoni ta' detenuti tal-immigranti se tiswa lill-Gvern Awstraljan kważi $56 million fi 6 xhur li ġejjin.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.